Now, I suppose you want to hear the latest about Mrs. Clacton Bugle. Mrs. Clacton Bugle was fed up. Absolutely fed up. She sat over a jug of coffee and her face got longer and longer and longer. Two tears came out and trickled down her cheeks and dropped right into her coffee slush. She was sad. Sad, isn't it? And Cuthbert, her husband, you're looking sad as well. Cuthbert, her husband, said, "Whatever's the matter, dear?" He said, "You've got a face as long as one of Graham Jones's sermons." Oh, she said, "I'm fed up." He's like, "See, you're fed up. What's you fed up about?" She said, "Well, I'm too short." She said, "Short of what, money or brains?" She said, "I'm not big enough. I'm only little. Look at me. 4'6½". I'm not all that big. And I'm fed up with being little. Every time I go to church, all the 6-foot people sit in front of me and I can't see the front. And I've got down the front, I get a crick in my neck looking up at the preacher. I don't like being small." So Cuthbert said, "Well, what's happened today to make you suddenly feel like that?" Well, she said, I went down to the supermarket. "You wanted a tin of tuna, didn't you?" He said, "Yes." Well, she said, "I got you one." But she, he said, "There was a great big pile of tins all stacked up, and I couldn't reach the top. And I couldn't find anyone to help me." So he said, "What did you do?" "I took one from the bottom." "What happened?" She said, "They all collapsed. And they knocked the other pile of skinned tomatoes down as well. And we had chaos in the supermarket. All because I'm so short." "So I'm fed up. I'll do something about it." So he said, "Well, I've got some grow more bags down in the greenhouse. And put your feet in that for a fortnight and see if you grow." And so she threw something at him. Oh, she was fed up. You know what you do when you're fed up, don't you? You need to go and do some work. And so she went up in the attic. "But I'll clear the attic out." And she was going through all the old stuff she'd had years and years and years. And then she found something. She found a pair of stilts. You ever seen a pair of stilts? Those things you stand on, you know. She found, they were what she had when she was a girl. And she was quite good at walking with them. So she took them downstairs and went out in the garden and strapped them round her legs. And she walked round the garden on it. She could still do it, you know. So I'm 6'2" now. 6'2". So next day, she went shopping. She put on a long skirt that reached down to the ground, put the stilts on, and she went down the road to shop. 6'2" now, instead of 4'6", you know, going down. And all the neighbours were looking out the window. "Mrs. Clacton Bugle, I'm the big today. She's grown up." And she went down, and she went in the supermarket. Oh, she had a marvellous time. She took a tin of tuna fish off the top of the pile, and everywhere she went, she's picking from the top. And it was marvellous. Got a trolley full of stuff. And she went all round picking everything up that she wanted. Thought, "This is great, this is. I'll do this every week. I'm as big as anybody else." And then she got to the checkout and standing there watching all the stuff being put in the, you know, as it went through. And she could see the top of the cashier's head. And she got a bald patch. So, you know, the one above all sees all, she was saying to herself. "I haven't seen that before." You know, it was a lovely idea, and she was really enjoying herself. You know, she's really, "I'm big." Well, then she got a basket full of stuff, and they go out the door, and she kept her head up straight as she went out the door, and that was the worst thing she could have done, because she banged her head on top of the door. Fell backwards, and of course she got her stilts on, fell backwards, knocked all the tuna stuff down again, and all the skinned tomatoes, and it was chaos again in the supermarket. All the assistants came to help her. Of course, when they went to pick her up, they said, "This woman's got two wooden legs." And everybody said, "Right, going around with two wooden legs." And she said, "They're not wooden legs, they're stilts. I'm so fed up with being small, I thought I'd get big today." But she had to take them off. She couldn't get up. They took off the stilts, and so she put them under her arm, shopping bag, holding her skirt up because it was too long now. And so she went back home. Oh, she was more fed up than ever. And she walked in, Cuthbert was sitting there, and the local vicar was there as well. And she walked in. He said, "What's the matter, dear?" "Oh," she said, I'm fed up. I'm too short. And she told them what had happened. Cuthbert couldn't help laughing. He was shaking away. But then the vicar said to Myrtle, that's Mrs. Clapton Bugle's proper name, Myrtle. Myrtle and Cuthbert, you see. Have you ever heard of Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus? Of course I've heard of Zacchaeus. Everybody's heard of Zacchaeus. You've heard of Zacchaeus? Who was Zacchaeus? He was a little fellow, wasn't he? Yes, she said, that was a little man that climbed up in a tree to see Jesus. He said, that's right. You've heard of Zacchaeus? Thousands of people have heard of Zacchaeus. She said, that's right. He said, you ever thought, if he'd been 6 foot tall, you wouldn't have heard of him, would you? You wouldn't, would you? If Zacchaeus had been 6 foot tall, you wouldn't have heard of him, would you? And the vicar said, you know, he's in the Bible, and every day somebody reads about Zacchaeus. And the reason they read about him is because he was small. You wouldn't have heard about him if he'd been big. Oh, she said, that's marvellous. Lovely. And he said, it isn't your size that counts. It's what you are that matters. And that's true. It isn't your size that counts. It's what you are. And when Jesus went under that tree and saw that little man, he called him down and invited himself home to his house. And Jesus saw this little man stand to his feet and accept him into his heart and life. So, if you think you're small, not only in size, but in all sorts of other ways, remember Zacchaeus. You wouldn't have heard about him, would you? He hadn't been small. Are you satisfied now? Can you play? You can't have a face like a coffee pot. You can't have a face like a coffee pot. Coffee pots are tall and thin. You must have a face like a teapot. And other souls to Jesus win. You can't have a face like a coffee pot. Coffee pots are tall and thin. You must have a face like a teapot. And other souls to Jesus win.